I noticed a lot of light-skinned slander and false stereotypes in my previous posts, so I decided to debunk the light-skinned versus dark-skinned bull. Y'all have been trying to say light-skinned men are weak, flamboyant, or zesty, but in actuality, you've been pointing the finger at us, trying to fool everyone and hide the fact of what you've been doing. So it's time for the truth to come out, like so many of you all that's been coming out the closet. Look, there's nothing wrong with being gay or zesty. I don't have a problem with anyone who is, but what is wrong is someone hiding who they are, trying to point the finger at someone else. So let's take a look of a small list of your representatives. Saucy Santana, Lil Nas X, Frank Ocean, RuPaul,
Dwight Howard,
Jared Carmichael,
Don Lemon, Richard Pryor, allegedly P. Diddy, also someone you all consider one of the greatest rappers that hanged with Diddy all the time back in the day, Biggie. Y'all praised him for saying he would suck someone's daddy's dick. Imagine if Drake said that bar. But y'all praise Biggie for saying he's gonna suck someone's daddy's dick, right? And the list keeps going on and on and on, but y'all keep acting like this is not a fact and keep throwing the rocks and hiding your hand. Light-skinned men rarely ever mention dark skin or brown skin, but yet, somehow, they always mention us. So really, where does the strength lie and where does the hating weakness lie? Just think about it. Some of the greatest men ever are masculine and were light-skinned. Me, personally, I'd rather be Malcolm X than Martin Luther. Javante Tank Davis knocking people out. Will Smith smacked one of y'all on stage in front of everyone and you didn't do nothing about it. Nipsey Hussle, who was murdered by an actual envious dark-skinned dude because of his greatness. The Rock, Bob Marley, an icon. Colin Kaepernick, who stood up for our people and sacrificed the most when no one else would. And many, many more. The moral of the story is you gotta stop with all the lies and stop trying to cause division in your own race with foolery and not looking in the mirror. It'd be much smarter for all shades of black to band together instead of y'all always trying to come down on one. And all we have ever done is not really address it, because our thought process is on the bigger picture, because we don't look at any other shade of us differently. Just unfortunately, darker skinned people look at us differently. And we don't get it. We go through the same thing you do. White men, white women, look at me as a black man. We've been shot and slain in the street. We suffer from the same consequences of stereotypes. We suffer from the same redlining in the housing industry. We have suffered the same exact way. But some reason, you all want to cause division within us. I think it's stupid. And I think we can do better. But I had to put the truth out there.